You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Today, commentator Archie MacDonald chronicles the beginning of the atomic age.
The little boy that changed the whole world. At 8:15 a.m. on August 6, 1945, the Enola Gay, a Super Fortress B-29 piloted by Colonel Paul W. Tibbetts, Jr., released a bomb named Little Boy that had measured 10 feet by 2 feet and contained the world's first operational airborne uranium bomb over the city of Hiroshima. Hiroshima, an arts and industry center on the island of Honshu, was composed of 5 islands connected by bridges and the home of 343,000 people. Little Boy descended 5 miles by parachute before bursting over the city. First came a flash as bright as the sun, then a boiling, rolling cloud that rose thousands of feet into the air and launched heat, smoke, concussion, and rubble outward and upward. Then, said Tibbetts later, it was hard to believe what we saw. Below us, rising rapidly, was a tremendous black cloud. Nothing was visible where only minutes before the outline of a city with its streets and buildings and waterfront piers were clearly visible. It happened so fast we couldn't see anything and could only feel the heat from the flash and the concussion from the blast. Tibbetts and 2 escort aircraft had flown over southern Japan from their base on Tinian for days, dropping only leaflets, so the population showed no alarm when the aircraft appeared on August 6. 70,000 to 80,000 people died immediately, and another 10,000 were never found. 37,000 were injured, and up to 200,000 suffered acute radiation poisoning. 60% of the city disappeared. Little Boy resulted from the investment of $2 billion spent so secretly by General Leslie Groves and others that Senator Harry Truman, chair of the Senate's War Oversight Committee, did not know of the program until after he became president in April following the death of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The program to produce the bomb began with a letter to Roosevelt from Albert Einstein delivered in October 1939, suggesting that it was possible. Or perhaps earlier, when refugee physicist Leo Szilard learned that German scientists had succeeded in splitting the atom and feared the terrible use of a chain reaction that released vast power in the hands of the Nazis. Einstein's letter prompted FDR to step up the Manhattan Project. From a lab at the University of Chicago, uranium experimentation at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, work with plutonium at Hanford, Washington, and bomb design at Los Alamos, New Mexico. Ultimately, 125,000 workers produced Little Boy, uranium, and Fat Man, plutonium, and the successful test bomb detonated at Alamogordo Air Base on July 16th. President Truman, meeting Allied leaders at Potsdam in July, did not disclose that the bomb was operational, but did warn the Japanese to surrender. They did not. Little Boy hit Hiroshima, and they did not. Fat Man hit Nagasaki on August 9, and then they did. Then and now there is controversy over the use of this weapon. Probably both sides are correct in view of their priorities. I know that Truman never second-guessed his decision, and I have never met a serviceman scheduled to participate in the invasion of mainland Japan who did so. Little Boy did change the world. I remember the voice of Edward R. Murrow broadcasting about it all and wondering if those of us in the world in 1945 stood at the end of time or if the clock now read 001 in a new world. And I know not the answer yet.